This recording, Mississippi 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this cost of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I am from this area. I have lived here all my life. I live about 5 miles from the college, on the site of an old plantation. When I was first married, which was very young, when I was 18, I've been married 27 years now. I grew up across the street from my husband in a really small river town here called Friars Point. We lived in the original plantation house when we first got married. It was built in 1882. It's on school section, 16th section land now. So we were forced out of there when the water situation got really bad. It was just not a good situation with the water. And we had a baby, so we moved. And the house now, sadly, is almost on the ground. It has just, it looks like the earth is about to swallow it up. The school board obviously couldn't afford to maintain it. They wouldn't allow us to buy it because it was sitting on 16th section land. But there were hand-carved mantles. There was original wallpaper, which I've got some pieces of framed in my home now. So we moved to Clarksdale, and we lived in Clarksdale for 13 years. And we had a son, my daughter's the oldest, and we lived here for 13 years. And then one of the same houses on the plantation, which is called King and Anderson, around here it's still known as King and Anderson, this would have been the grandson of the original house built in 1882. The house was still, this house was still there, built in probably the 50s. And so it had been left abandoned. So it had been vandalized, and it was in terrible condition. Went under foreclosure. My husband bought it. We completely renovated it. And so that's where we live now. And so that's the story.